more than 100 competitive sailors will come together this coming long weekend for the first ever South Australian Women's Keelboat Regatta offshore from North Haven. Marianne Harvey will be there, skipper of the Schools Out, who was a sailor in the 2019 Sydney Hobart. She joins me now. Welcome, Marianne.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. You're getting excited about the weekend?
Oh, we are so excited. Absolutely excited, yes.
Now, this is a state first, women's only regatta. How's it come to be?
Well, it's sort of on the back of a regatta that's held every year for the last 30 years, Jenny, in Melbourne, the Australian Women's Keelboat Regatta, which was started by a couple of women who just wanted to get more women involved in the sport. And interestingly, one of their daughters is coming and competing in our event, which is fantastic. But based on a group of us starting to trickle over there and more and more and more of us going over there to sail in Melbourne every June long weekend, about 30 sailors went this year from South Australia and we all just loved it. It's such a wonderful atmosphere of a whole bunch of women sailing on boats and 100 women gathering that love the same sport. We just wanted a piece of that in South Australia.
Yeah, so how is it different to have all women in the sport in the regatta?
We all love sailing with the men. It is a bit of a male-dominated sport. It's nice just girls hanging out together. As one of the other committee members said, we're fiercely competitive on the water, but we're fiercely friendly back on shore. But we come back and chat and congratulate each other and celebrate the things that went right and commiserate each other on the things that went wrong in maybe a friendlier manner than the men do sometimes. It's just lovely.
So tell us a bit about who's competing, where are they from, what are their boats like?
Well, we've got a whole mixed bag. We've got young sailors and old sailors. Our age range is probably 17 to 75, which is fantastic.
Wow.
We've got 21 boats competing, which we're so excited about. We were hoping to get 10, I think, when we first tossed this idea around a year or so ago. We've got several classes of boats competing. There's the sweet little 21-foot Elliot Sevens owned by the Cruising Yacht Club of South Australia and involved in the Youth Sailing Foundation program. Those boats are being hired by the club to visiting competitors. Some of them are coming from interstate. Some of them are coming from regional South Australia or the local dinghy clubs. And I think of those, three of those have their own crews, but the other 15 women who are sailing on those boats are just women that wanted to be involved in this regatta, and we sort of jigsaw puzzled them all together to form a crew. So they're sailing with each other for the first time, often on a boat they've never sailed before, but they're really excited, a little bit daunted, but really excited about the whole event.
And what do you love about getting out there on the water, Marianne?
Oh, sailing's fantastic. I've always been a bit of a water person. I used to sailboard a lot as a kid and into my 40s down at Goolwa Lakes where my parents lived. Sailing on a boat is much more fun. It's a team sport. Lots of things happen that are unpredictable and lots of problem solving goes on. The weather's beautiful mostly. You see dolphins in the water.
Wow.
It's just fantastic.
With us at the moment is skipper Marianne Harvey, ahead of this long weekend's first ever SA Women's Keelboat Regatta at North Haven. What does a skipper do?
A skipper's the person who's in charge of the boat. Usually the person who's steering, but that's not necessarily the case. Most of the boats that will be competing will have the skipper helming as well. What's a little bit different about these women's regattas, Jenny, and what's a bit special about it is a lot of the women who are sailing are needing to step up out of their normal role. We all sail in other spots around the boat. Sometimes we get the opportunity to helm or steer the boat in a women's race, or for example, the squadron has a women's helm series where women need to be steering. Traditionally, most of the boats are owned by men and skippered by men and steered by men, and there's less opportunities for women to get a chance to both steer and skipper. And that's why this is so special, that there'll be a lot of women that'll be running the boat for the first time. We've got a novice skipper award, and somebody will be sailing in this regatta running their own boat for the first time, and it'll be a real challenge for them.
Oh, that's awesome. And Schools Out, where's that name come from? That's the name of your boat, right?
Yes, it is. Adrian Watton, who's the owner of the boat, who's always been very supportive of women sailing. And over the last 10 years, I've sailed with him, and at least half the crew have been women over the years. He met Alice Cooper, and So there's a photo of Alice Cooper and Adrian in much younger days in the boat. Schools Out comes from the song, which is Schools Out for Summer.
Awesome. I love the convention of naming boats. It's just, there's some quirky stuff out there.
There is.
And you're a busy professional vet up in Blackwood, and you've lived up that way for a while. How did you come to be a sailor?
I was a bit obsessed with sailboarding in my 20s, 30s and 40s on the lake at Goor. And then a friend of mine invited me onto a boat that she'd been sailing on for a little while at the CYC. And I started, and that was about 10 to 12 years ago. It was actually a boat that's identical to Schools Out, same hull design. Since then, I've traipsed down every Wednesday afternoon to go twilight racing. I've organised my work roster that I can do that. And it's just a wonderful way to break up the week, to just go off, go for a sail, have a barbecue after, and blow the cobwebs away.
Oh, awesome. So for those listening who are a bit inspired, but it sounds a bit daunting, any
tips?
No,
it's not daunting.
Not daunting?
Not at all. Keep going. Sorry, I interrupted you there.
Oh, that's okay. No, you're very passionate about it. So what do you do? How do you give it a crack?
Ah, you definitely give it a crack. You contact the clubs. I can't speak for the dinghy clubs because I'm not a dinghy sailor myself, but I'm sure there'd be opportunities for new sailors to go down and learn to sail there. There's certainly opportunities for sailors to come sailing at the CYC and the squadron. And in particular, Wednesday night, if people can manage that, is a great opportunity where the racing's a little bit less competitive. That's the theory anyway. I think we all still want to win, but we'll take on new sailors because we're all actually looking for a new crew. And it's lovely to have new people on board. They get a chance to watch the racing, see what it's like, get involved, sit on the boat, see what's happening, and over a period of time, look a little bit more, learn a little bit more, and get involved in actual the crew work.
And Marianne, how can we come and check out the regatta this weekend?
There'll be lots of activity all over the Lefevre Peninsula this weekend with the regatta. There's three venues involved, but for the spectators to come and have a look, the larger fleet will be sailing off the Cruising Yacht Club of South Australia at North Haven. There will be some spectator boats going out from the club, but if anybody's interested in coming and having a look at the racing, they could contact the club and we can get them onto a spectator boat. There'll just be lots of lovely hubbub and excitement in the club itself and watching the little Elliots come sailing back into the club. And at the Port Adelaide Sailing Club, there will be some racing which will be right on the river just in front of the sailing club with a smaller fleet of boats. So anybody who's a bit worried about getting seasick could actually go to Port Adelaide Sailing Club, have a drink there, have something to eat there and watch the racing right in front on the river.
Beauty. Oh, that sounds lovely. This Saturday through to Monday inclusive. Races start at 11 a.m. offshore from the SA Cruising Yacht Club, North Haven and on Port River. Beautiful stuff. So good to talk to you today. Thanks for joining me. Really appreciate it, Marianne Harvey.
Thanks very much, Jenny. It was fun.